Okay, today's taf is Daf Tes in Maseches Sukkah. And today's one of those days that it's a crime to only spend 50 minutes on this daf, on this amud. The Tes Min Aleph in Sukkah is one of the most talked about amudim in all of the Masechta. But we'll try to get through as much as we can. And we should know that there's a lot more that needs to be done on today's material. Okay, Sukkah Yishana, which we referred to yesterday already a little bit. Sukkah Yishana, literally an old sukkah. Beishamai poslin ubeisel machshirin. Beishamai says it's possible to use an old sukkah ubeisel machshirin. Beisel says it's okay, it's kosher to use a Sukkah Yishana. What exactly is a Sukkah Yishana? Says the Mishnah. Ve'ezi hi Sukkah Yishana. What is a Sukkah Yishana? Unusual for the Mishnah to ask its own question to explain itself, but that's what the Mishnah does here. Kol she'asa kodem l'chag shloshim yom. Any sukkah that was made before 30 days without express da'as for this to be l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Again, as we mentioned yesterday, for sure, the sukkah has to be built l'shem tzel, l'shem shade. But what about above and beyond that requirement of l'shem shade? Does it also have to be l'shem the mitzvah of sukkah? So that's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says when you build your sukkah, it has to be l'shem the mitzvah of sukkah. You need l'shma by sukkah. Mashiach Beis Hillel says, no, it just has to be built as a structure built for shade, l'shem tzel. It doesn't have to be l'shem sukkah. And therefore, the Gemara says, sukkah yishana is any sukkah that was made before 30 days, because before 30 days, you assume that it was not specifically made for the mitzvah of sukkah, so therefore it's stam, it didn't have that das l'shem sukkah, and that will be the case of the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Aval finishes the Mishnah, avalam asa l'shem chag, but if it was made l'shem sukkah, l'shem specifically the mitzvah, afilu mitchilas hashana kishera, even from the beginning of the year, you could have built it in cheshvan, right, 11 months earlier. Still, if you built a l'shem the mitzvah, then that's fine, even according to Beis Shammai, because that's the last line l'chor is needed l'tzarach Beis Shammai, that even if you built it much earlier, as long as you had it l'shem the mitzvah, that would be okay. Okay, there's a lot to talk about on the Mishnah. Let's talk about a few of the inyanim. First of all, why 30 days? Why is that the cutoff? Why is that the cutoff that before 30 days you assume stam das is not l'shem the mitzvah, and once you get within 30 days, stam das is within the mitzvah? So Rashi quotes, Beis Shammai poslin, the bo sukkah l'shma v'zu stam nasis, v'ilu toch shloshim l'chag have, within 30 days, kivan d'sho'alim b'hil chasachah kodim l'chag shloshim yom, because we all know that there's another Gemara that says, you have to start asking kashas and being osik in the inyanim of the yantif before yantif for 30 days, so therefore, stam ha'osah l'shem chag ha'osah. So once you're ready, we assume that once within 30 days, you're already in the mindset of sukkis, and therefore, it would have been made l'shem yantif. So this Rashi, explaining this Mishnah, works out well and is against a number of opinions. There's a major sugya about Sho'al and V'darshin, kodum l'chag shloshim yom. There are two Gemaras that are so sir, seem to be so sir each other, and all the Rishonim try to give answers. How do you answer up the two Gemaras? We have one Gemara that says, the end of Megillah, you have to be osek in yano shel yom al oso yom. You have to be osek in hilchas chag b'chag and hilchas pesach b'pesach and hilchas, right, on the yantif itself. There's a kiyum to learn about the yantif. Yet there's another Gemara that we know from Pesachim and other places that shol and v'darshim kodim l'chag shloshim yom. So is it 30 days before, or is it on the yantif itself? Which one is it? So all the Befarshim try to give answers. How do you explain the difference between Shalav Adarshim Shloshim Yom beforehand, or on the day itself? Some say there's a difference between Halacha and Agada. Right, some have the girsa shoalin in one place and darshan in another place. Right, halacha, that's before, you got to know the halacha beforehand. So 30 days before, you have to study the halacha. On yantif, that's the agada. That's when you get the messages of the yantif. That's one answer given. Another answer given is, maybe there's a difference between Mushyam and Tovim. By Pesach, says the Beis Yosef, Pesach, you have so many halachas. You have a whole chelik of the Mishnah Berurah on Hilchas Pesach. The whole chelik, no, the yantif merits, Shabbos gets a whole chelik. Maybe two halakim Shabbos gets. But Pesach gets a whole chelik to itself. So many halakha, heksher kelim and chametz and matzah. So many halakha. So Pesach, you need 30 days beforehand. Mashaykh, the other yom tovim, even sukkis, doesn't require so much. You know, you have to know how to build the sukkah, but it's not as many halachas as you have by Pesach. Therefore, maybe it's Pesach versus the other yom tovim. Says the Marsha, right here, on our Gemara, this Gemara seems to be against the Beis Yosef. Why? Because our Gemara is talking about Sukkis, and it says Shloshim Yom, and Rashi says the basis for that is Shloshim Yom Shoalim Adarshim. I mean, the Beis Yosef said it's only a din in Pesach. It's not a din in Sukkis. As you read our Mishnah. So it's Tzorach Inyan. The Marsha says, I don't know what he does with his Gemara. There are other answers given. If you want to see a nice summary of this, the first page of the Mishnah Berurah Bir Halacha in Hilchas Pesach, right, but the first halacha in Hilchas Pesach, Sholem Hilchas Pesach, Kodim LePesach Shloshim Yom. So there the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that some say it's by Ol Yom Tovim, some say it's only by Pesach. Ein Bir Hagra, it's Sukkis and Pesach. Here's another different chilek versus Shavuos. Shavuos, how many halachas do you need to know for Shavuos? You have to know general Hilchas Yadav. But Shavuos says you can start Rosh Chodesh Sivan. That's good enough, says the Gra. But then he goes through all the different opinions. There is one other opinion, and that is discussed here in the Bir Halacha. The Ran, at the beginning of Pesachim, says, really, Me'ikar Hadin, the Ikar Din is on the day of Yantif. Sholin on the day of Yantif. What's 30 days? That's a very minimal halacha. That is what? Just regarding the issue of Shoel Ke'inyan. If somebody comes to the Rav and asks them, and at the same time, two people ask kashas. So who does he answer first? So there are halachas in Shulchan Aruch. Who are you supposed to answer first? So one of the halachas is Shoel Ke'inyan. Whoever is asking a kasha, which has to do at that time of year, so you answer that question first. Right, but that's more dachuf. That has to be answered. So that's what the Ran says. If somebody comes to the Rav 3 weeks before Pesach, and one asks a Pesach kasha, and one asks a Sukkot kasha, answer the Pesach kasha first. That's all the nafka mina is for Sholem V'darshan. The Zochi have to sit and learn about it. The Zochi have to have shiurim about it. Just that, Shol Ke'inyan. So again, some Befarshim say that this mission is against that Ran too. Just like the Marsha said it's against the Beis Yosef, some say it's against the Ran. If it's just a minimal idea of Shol Ke'inyan, so that's enough to make a person stam das thinking about Pesach? It's just a Shol Ke'inyan issue. It sounds like there's much more. There's a substantive Hagdaras Hazman, that this Zman is already in the mindset, either it's just an Umdana, or it's just in the mindset of Bnei Yisrael, they're already in the Sukkis mode, and therefore they'd be able to assume stam das is going to be L'shem the Mitzvah of Sukkah. Okay, that is all one discussion on the Mishnah. Another point. Tosfos, yeah. There are other Yom Tovim that are coming before this. There are other Yom Tovim that overlap with the 30 days. Correct. Well, there's an issue. Is there Sholem V'Darshan by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? We would think that you don't even need a Gemara to tell us Sholem V'Darshan, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. When we hear the Rosh Chodesh Elul, you know, we automatically do it. But there's a discussion whether it's just the Chagim or not. Is there Sholem V'Darshan by Chanukah and Purim? Also a discussion in the postgame by the Yom Tovim Midrabanan. Okay. So says the Taptosis. Taptosis, again, Beis Hillel Shita is that you do not require a sukkah built l'shem the mitzvah of sukkah. All you need is to shame the mitzvah, l'shem sel, l'shem the, to create shade. Tosfos though quotes Yerushalmi. Tosfos quotes that even according to Beis Hillel, the Yerushalmi holds Tani Tzarech L'chadesh Badavar. You have to do something in the sukkah, l'shem the mitzvah. Tzarech L'chadesh Badavar. Obviously, we're going to have a problem later on called Tasev Lomina Asu. You're not allowed to put the schach down in a way that they're not kosher until they become kosher memela. So we're not talking about that. We're assuming there was proper schach put down in the sukkah. There is no problem of Tasev Lomina Asu. But still, says the Yerushalmi, you have to do something according to Beis Hillel. You don't have to build the whole sukkah, l'shem the mitzvah, but you have to do something. Chavrai Amr Tefach, Rabbi Yossi Amr Kolshu. Some say you have to do a Tefach's worth of newness. Rabbi Yossi says a kolshu, umanda mar kolshu, mabasha deyapne kula. Maybe the one that says kolshu means they have to do it across the whole part of the sukkah. Either way, that's the chiddush of the Yerushalmi. Tzorech l'chadish badavar. The Bavli does not mention such a requirement. Bavli mentions a requirement that according to Beis Hillel, you require anything. And that's why the Meiri says that, okay, l'chadchila, trying to be Yossi this Yerushalmi, but meikar adin, you don't need anything. Right, because the Bible does not mention any requirement according to Beis Hillel. But Lahalacha, we seem to say that we should really try to hold like this Yerushalmi, that Tzorech L'chadish Badavar, says the Beis Yosef, that you have to try to do something, even according to Beis Hillel, even though he doesn't require the whole sukkah built, l'shem the mitzvah of sukkah, we should try to do something. There was a discussion in the Achronim, what does something mean? So the Bahag, the Halacha's Gedolos, holds that just bringing your beautiful Kalim into the sukkah is enough. That's L'chadish, that's l'shem sukkah. You're bringing machadish in the sukkah. When do you ever bring your chairs and your tables and your nice kelim into the sukkah? That itself is a chiddush, and that's enough to be yosid as Yerushalmi. It's all chiddush badavar. But other Rishonim, the Itur and others, say no, that's not good enough. You need a chiddush beguf hasukkah. Everybody does something yeshiva basukkah. Of course, what the Yerushalmi says, Tzorach l'chadish v'davar, of course you're going to bring your table in and your chairs and your food. Can't be what the Yerushalmi means. The Yerushalmi means something else, extra. Something but gufa sukkah. Shem lokein ein l'cha sukkah. Shem achnisim b'dvar matzvichim l'dir b'sukkah. And that's what the source, the tour holds. Tzorach l'chadish b'gufa sukkah. The tour holds in Simen Tov Reish Lamed Vav. So therefore, that's what we try to do, generally, it's not lamaisa, because we all build our sukkahs, l'shem the mitzvah of sukkah. But if one would have this case, you have a sukkah in the backyard, some type of hut, and it's there the whole year, so we would try, l'chadish v'davar, at least, l'chadchila. If something could be like we had yesterday, you could have a diras arai that's always there. That's Rashi said. If you always live there, maybe that's a different problem. That nira, like your regular residence, and that's what will be a problem. But still, it's something can still be a diras arai physically. That's the second issue in the Mishnah. So we have Shloshim Yom, we have Tzorach L'chadish B'davar, and finally the third issue to talk about in the Mishnah is the mitzvah itself of building a sukkah. I think we referred to this tangentially a little bit before, and that is Asiya Sukkah. That's what we're talking about here. Whether you need Lishma be'asiya Sukkah, according to Beis Shammai or not. Building a sukkah itself, is that a mitzvah? To the mitzvah to build a sukkah. Is there any difference between building a sukkah and buying a lulav and esrog and putting tzitzis on your beged or any other, getting a contractor to put up a makkah on your house? Is there any difference between any of these hechsher preparatory stages of mitzvahs? And the question begs itself, because if you look in the Yerushalmi here in sukkah, the Yerushalmi paskins, you make a bracha on building a sukkah. That's the chiddush of the Yerushalmi. Especially the Yerushalmi obviously feels that is something significant about building a sukkah. The Gemara in the Bavli holds, you do not make a bracha on building a sukkah. The Gemara in Menachos says that the rule is, kol mitzvah she'ein asiyasa gemar mitzvasa ein mevarchan aleha. You only make brachos on final stages of mitzvos. In other words, you do not make a bracha on putting tzitzit on your beged, because the mitzvah, the final stage is wearing the beged. You don't make a bracha on building a sukkah. You don't make a bracha on being ma'aged your lulav. You don't make a bracha on any of these because ein asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. That is the discussion in the Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Beis. But the Netziv points out that the Gemara there only has a hava mina to make a bracha, which we reject, by certain mitzvahs. Sukkah and tzitzit, and a few other brachas, and so for the other mitzvahs. And the Netziv is bothered, so well-known Netziv, it's in Kuf Samach Tes, in the Shiltos. Why is it that the Gemara only has a Havamina by certain kinds of mitzvahs? So we mentioned it a Tuesday night shiur a couple years ago, where the Netziv comes up with a Chiddush, there's different kinds of Hechsher mitzvahs. Eino Domeh, don't compare being Ma'aged your Lulav and building a Sukkah. So the Netziv calls Hechsher mitzvah haksuva batorah and a Hechsher mitzvah she'ena ksuva batorah. Halacha l'maaseh we paskin, you never make a bracha by a Hechsher mitzvah. But if the Hechsher mitzvah is alluded to in the language of the Torah itself, that Hechsher mitzvah has significance. And there would be a havamina at least to make a bracha. And that's only where the Yerushalmi would say you make a bracha on a Hechsher mitzvah, not on any Hechsher mitzvah. Building a makkah, buying the materials to build your makkah. Building a makkah is a mitzvah. Buying the materials to build a makkah, nobody would say that you make a bracha on. Being ma'aged your lulav, nobody would say you make a bracha on. Even the Yerushalmi, it's only by hechsher mitzvahs aksuvos b'Torah. So, for example, chagas sukkos taselcha, right? Ba'asulahem tzitzis uchsavta ma'mezuzos be'sechav yisharecha ksivas mezuzah. Those are hechsher mitzvahs that are alluded to in the Torah. So that's where the Yerushalmi and that those are hechsher mitzvahs that have special status. And there'd be special halachas by those hechsher mitzvahs. Number one, there'd be a havamina to make a bracha. Number two, the principle of Maseches Kiddushin mitzvah bo yosri b'shlucho would apply by these hechsher mitzvahs, even though they wouldn't apply by other hechsher mitzvahs. Mitzvah bo yosri b'shlucho would apply by these. Maybe the principle says the Netziv of osik b'mitzvah potzer mena mitzvah would apply by these hechsher mitzvahs. Again, because these have stronger status. Daf Agav, I'll read it for you. Daf Agav, to ikir mitzvah sukkah hi ya yeshiva, v'ha'asiyah ina ela hachana, mikol makom yesh b'mitzvah basher hachana zu ksiva b'torah, v'chashuva mishar hachanas de mitzvah she'inon kesuvin b'torah. So this is tzitzis, this is other, maybe tashbisu, he talks about, onik Shabbos, maybe zriza makdimul mitzvahs would apply to these extra mitzvahs and not other extra mitzvahs. This is an important tzitzit in Kuf Samach Tes, which we're going to refer to over and over again. But the idea that Beis Shammai says that you need lishma by building a sukkah, so that works well with the Netziv. Meaning by this, Hechsher mitzvah is unique. And you have to have l'shem mitzvah of sukkah. Beis Hillel is not against this. You could say that it's a Hechsher mitzvah of suva b'torah with special status and still not require a siyah lishma, like Beis Hillel says. But this Mishnah has to be linked to that Netziv. Okay, so those are a couple of discussions on the Mishnah of Sukkah Yishan. So now we go on to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, my tamei de Beis Shammai, what's the reason and what's the makar that Beis Shammai requires you to build a sukkah, l'shem the mitzvah of sukkah? Omar Kra, first try. Chag HaSukkos, Shiv'as Yamim Lashem. Says Chag HaSukkos, 7 days Lashem. Sukkah ha'asuya l'shem chag be'inan. So we darshan out, sukkah needs to be l'shem chag. What is it, what exact word, which word in the pasuk is being darshaned? So Rashi says it's l'shem. L'shem, look at the first Rashi on the Gemara. Tichsiv basukos l'shem, l'shem mitzvahs hamelech. Right, l'shem, you have to build it, l'shem Hashem, l'shem, the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do. Ubeis Hillel, so what does Beis Hillel do with that pasuk that Beis Shammai uses? Ha'um bai le'le kadir Rav Sheshes, he uses it for to teach you a different halacha. Up Rav Sheshes, da'amar Rav Sheshes v'shum Rabbi Akiva, minayin la'atzei sukkah sha'asur in kol shiva. How do you know that the wood of the sukkah is usher for you to benefit from kol shiva? You're not allowed to use it for your own personal needs. You're not allowed to take down your sukkah and use it for something else. It's kuktas, what we have called huksa l'mitzvaso. Right? How do you know that it's, you're not allowed to get any benefit from it? Tamalomar chagos sukkah shivas yirim l'Hashem. That's what Beis Hillel uses the pasuk of Beis Shammai for. V'tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, we referred to this a couple days ago, Kishem shechal shem shamayim ala chagiga, kach chal shem shamayim al hasukkah. Just like there's chal shem shamayim on the carbon chagiga is a carbon, so all carbonas have inherent kedusha, kedusha saguf, kach chal shem shamayim al hasukkah, so too there's a chalos shem shamayim on the sukkah. As we have chag hasukkah shivas yamim lashem, ma chag lashem, just like a carbon chagiga is lashem, af sukkah lashem. So the sukkah has kedusha, inherent kedusha, and it is lahashem. We put this on the list, as we mentioned a couple days ago, of the comparisons in the Gemara of the sukkah and hektish. Right, we had a couple of days ago, we have this, we had the makar for ten tochim, the aron and the kaporis. So again, this is number two, we have the hektish connectors. That's what Beis Hillel does with the pasuk that Beis Shammai uses. Okay, the Gemara is about to ask, where does Beis Shammai know that from? But first, there is an important tosis here to do. Tosis Dibur Maschlemi 9. Tosfos says, "You're not allowed to see Sukkah Shasur and Kol Shiva." Mashma da Asire Mida Oraisa says Tosfos. It sounds like from this Gemara that the Isser of using your Sukkah, using let's say the Schach of the Sukkah, is Doraisa. It's learned that from a pasuk. And if you look in other Gemaras, it sounds like it's the Rabbanan. The Drasha Gemara he midaparch makar lachi da'asa. So it sounds like from this Gemara that it said also the daraisa v'tema the parakira we had in Masechta Shabbos mashma that it's the Rabbanan. And Tosfos quotes the whole Gemara that it's mashma that it's the Rabbanan. So ask Tosfos, is huksa l'mitzvaso by sukkah, is that a din daraisa or a din Rabbanan? It seems to be opposite Gemaras. So Tosfos has two answers. Number one, says Tosfos, skip down to about 10 lines up from where they get wide, the Yesh Lomar, the high, the Asa Midaraisa, Hainu Ba'oda Kayemes, Asa Litol Mimena Eitzim, Ava Mishenafla, the Ba'la Mitzvasa, Lo Asira Ela Midrabanan. First answer of Tosfos, maybe the difference is it still up or not? While your sukkah is still erected, and the discussion is, can you take Schach off of that sukkah? So that's Asa Daraisa. While your sukkah is still a sukkah, it's Asa Midaraisa. The chiddush is that even after your sukkah falls down, and it's not a sukkah anymore, still, during sukkahs, you're not allowed to use your schach or other parts of the sukkah for anything else, and that is an issur d'rabbanan, once it falls down. So once it's built, it's d'oraisa, if it falls down, it is d'rabbanan. Answer number one. What? We'll get to the noi we're going to have later on. The noi we're also muksa. We're going to get to what parts of the sukkah we're talking about, but noi is going to be a gemara later on. That noi sukkah is also in kol shiva. Second answer given to is it also daraisa or is it rabbanan? The last medium line in Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, the eitzim shel kedei hechsher sukkah chayli kedusha alayhu vasirim mida araisa. The amount of your sukkah that is good enough to make the sukkah kosher. The minimum amount of your sukkah, that's considered the inherent part of your sukkah, and that's also midaraisa to use. The extra part of your sukkah, they don't really need to make your sukkah kosher. That's extra, that's also only midrabanan, the extra part of your sukkah. Okay, that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. How do you determine, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the extra part of your sukkah? Let's say you have a sukkah, four walls. So we know you only need two and a tefach. So how do you determine what's the extra? What's the first part that you built? But maybe you didn't put the schach on until after you built all four walls, right? Most of us, you build your sukkah, the four walls, then you put the schach afterwards. So nothing was kosher until you put the schach on. So how do you determine what's four walls? How do you determine that the Aruch Laner quotes five possibilities and rejects each one? He says, I don't understand it. Lo zachisi lahavin mashir yesh l'shidish rabbeinu tam b'sukah penu yim dalat afroseha ma mehen mikri kideh hechsher li'os aser b'hanah. The hechsher l'achshav atfano shel hechsher l'chol tzad. You can start on any side. Start east, west, north, south. Don't say that it's what you built first, because it might be that you didn't have any schach on. And don't say that, you know, whatever its other possibilities, maybe you built the minimum on before Sukkot and the rest on Chol HaMoed, but then he says you don't need that to be considered a Sukkot. It's already a Sukkot beforehand. Then he says, don't say, maybe what you put the schach on first. He says, no, it's all sukkah. So he basically ends off saying, v'lochein sarach iyan. There's no, just the hechi timsi. How does Rabbi Tam figure out what is the hechsher sukkah? Yisrael's going to tell us how. Yeah.
No,
oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
But this is
Rav Shezi Bishum Rabbi Akiva. So how is he quoting from Rabbi Akiva? I gotta look at the generations. I heard it from Rabbi Akiva. It was a Mesor. Yeah, Omer Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Doesn't say B'Shem. I don't know, does Mishum mean the same thing as B'Shem? So Mishum Rabbi Akiva, you heard a Mesor. You know, how's he quoting that Rebbe? You didn't go to that yeshiva. But I guess he had a Mesor about it. He had a Mesor about it.
Oh.
Oh, so Huxel Mitzvaso, does it make a Tashmisha Kedusha? It's not the exact same. We're going to talk, Huxel Mitzvaso, the big sugi of Huxel Mitzvaso is going to come up on Daf Yud. So Bez Hashem, we'll get to it tomorrow. But Bez Hashem, we'll talk about the difference, whether Huxel Mitzvaso is exactly the same as other Muxes and as Tashmisha Mitzvah. Not Tashmisha Kedusha, Tashmisha Mitzvah at most. Okay, there is another important, yeah.
The part that you sit underneath.
Maybe the part that you sit at, you can sit under different parts every time.
Whatever you started with.
That's a din of yeshiva basukah. That should be magdir what the sukkah is. Okay, we'll leave it bezarachian. Asir will ask Rabbeinu Tam Bez Hashem. They rebound a base of mikdash. Okay, finally, another issue on this line is what part of the sukkah are we talking about? Minayin la'atzei sukkah sha'asurin kol shiva. So if you read this gemara, what would you say? Says the Rosh, what's the definition? We refer to this all the way back on that base. What's the definition of a sukkah? Says the Rosh, the schach. We're talking about the schach. Asi sukkah asir kol shiva, and therefore says the Rosh, sarach iyun on the Rambam, because when the Rambam quotes this, just passing, asi sukkah asur and kol shmona simeachag bein atze defanos bein atze schach ein ne osim mehem l'davar acher kol shmona sayamim bebnei shayom shvi kulo hasukkah muksa ben hashmashus etc. even shmini asaris, because it's huksel mitzvaso. Says the Rambam, even the walls are asur. Huxalam Mitzvaso here. And this is what how Achronim suggests maybe this Rambam is against that Rashi, all the way back on that base. The Rashi said twice, we're going to have another Rashi. Rashi focuses that the definition of Sukkah is the Schach. The Rambam in a number of places, this is one of them, said that no, the Chal Shem Shemayim ala Sukkah is also the Tfanos. The Tfanos are also part of the halachic definition of a Sukkah. They're not just a Hechi Timsi for you to put your Schach on. Of course, you need the Tfanos. But it's more integral to the definition of sukkah. But that's based on this Rambam that says Asi Sukkah Asurin are also including the Defanus. Okay, so that is what Beis Hillel does with Beis Shammai's pasuk. So now the Gemara says, back to the middle. Well, Beis Shammai nami mi boy lelahachi. Doesn't Beis Shammai require these pesukim to teach me that too? Teach me the Chal Shem Shemayim and the Asurin Kol Shiva. So Yenachinami, you're right. Elamaitamai the Beishamai, so you're right. We got to find a different pasuk. What's the reason Beishamai, what's the makor that Beishamai says that you have to have a sukkah l'shem sukkah? Ksiv kra'achrina, there's a different pasuk. Chag asukos ta'asel l'cha shivas yamim. Sukkah ha'asuya l'shem chag bi'inan. That's the drasha. Chag asukos ta'asel l'cha, a chag l'shem sukkah. You need. Ubeis Hillel, what does Beis Hillel do with that pasuk? Homi bai le losin sukkah b'chol shamoed. Beis Hillel uses that pasuk to teach me that you can build a sukkah on chol hamoed. Chag asukos ta'asel chol shivas yamim, any day of the shivas yamim. We're going to have an amazing machlokas later on in the Masechta between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether you have to build your sukkah before sukkahs to last for 7 days. Is there anything wrong with building a sukkah on chol hamoed? let's say you're going to be away the first days. You didn't have time to do it after Yom Kippur, so you're going to come back on Sukkot. Okay, you build it on Sukkot. But Rabbi says you're not allowed to do that. Rabbi says, no, the Chacham says it's okay. So Beis Hillel holds like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Elazar, and therefore that's alluded to in this pasuk. Ubei Shammai Sfir Elu, and what does Beis Shammai do? Where does he know that from? The answer is he doesn't. He argues, Sfir Elu Krebi Eliezer, to Amar Ein Osin Sukkah B'chol Hashom Moed. You have to have a special 7-day relationship with your Sukkah. It can't be built in the middle of Sukkot. Period. Les Lahu. So now, we're about to expand Beis Hillel. So what did we say? Just say, by Hilchas Sukkah, Beis Hillel does not require Lishma L'shem Asiyah. So the Gemara is going to say, does that apply to other mitzvahs that require Lishma as well? U Beis Hillel, Les Lahu. If we're assuming he doesn't require Lishma here, does that mean he rejects Rebbe Yehuda Marav, he rejects Shitas Rav in Yonei Tzitzis? Rav says that if you make your tzitzis from kotzen, nimen, and grudin, what are these? So Rashi explains each one, other Rishonim have different pshatim. They're basically strands and hems and strings that hang out of your begadim, not because you put them there. Either it was left over when it was being woven, or nothing's ever perfect. So it's a few strands that you have there, and it ends up, you had perfect number of tzitzis on the corners there. So you didn't put the strands there, lishma. They just ended up being there. So could those be used for tzitzis? So like Rav says, psula, they're pasul. Because you need asiya lishma. You need asiya lishma when it comes to tzitzis. But min hasisin kashera. But let's say you use a ball of thread, and then you hang those onto your tzitzis, so that is an asiya lishma. What you were only lacking in that case is tviya lishma, making the threads lishma. But Rav says that you don't need. Rav holds you do not need tviya lishma. All you need is asiya, the tliya lishma. And therefore, the fact that you have this ball of thread, that you made the threads, not l'shem mitzvah, that's okay, because Rav says you don't need tefillah l'shma, and you do have asiya l'shma, because you are hanging it l'shma. And that is called the asiya, hanging the tzitzis on the beket. When Rav Yehuda said this in front of Shmuel, Rashi explains that Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. He was a Talmud of Rav, and after Rav died, he said in front of Shmuel, whenever he heard something, he used to say, oh, Rav used to say the following. So when he said this statement in front of Shmuel, Shmuel argued, Amar li, af nasisanam psula, divina tzviya lishma. Shmuel argues, he says, no, you even need tzviya lishma, making the threads lishma, not just the asiya lishma. So that's the statement of Rav. So the Gemara asks, hachanami ni boy sukkah hasuya lishma, just like Beis Hillel does not require sukkah lishma, so should we say that he does not require even asiya lishma by tzitzis, and he rejects that? Should we compare the two contexts? So the Gemara answers, no. Shiny hasam, tzitzis is different. Damakra, it says in 2 weeks ago's parsha, gedilim ta'aselecha. You should make gedilim, make tzitzis for you. Lecha l'shem chovcha. For you, for l'shem your chovah. So Beis Hillel says, there's a special pasuk by tzitzis. Says the Gemara back, what do you mean? Hachanami chagas sukkos ta'aselecha. Lecha l'shem chovcha. By sukkos, you have the same parallel pasuk. So what difference should it make? So the Gemara says, no. Hahu, Beis Hillel uses that pasuk by sukkos. Hahu mi boile l'muti gzula. Is to exude gazel, a stolen sukkah. That's why, that's the lecha by sukkah. How could you steal a sukkah? Isn't it mechuba l'karka? We'll get to that later in the Masechta. Okay, sukkah karka in the exalus. But hasanami by the lemutek zula. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Lecha by tzitzis is also used for lecha lemutek zula. So again, we're stuck. What's the difference? Why does Beis Hillel require lishma by tzitzis and not by sukkahs? So hasan ksiv karachrina, says the Gemara, no. By tzitzis, there's an extra pasuk. Va'asu lahem mishel lahem. There's a separate pasuk to exclude gezula, that it should be theirs and not guzzle. Guzzle is not the nigzals, right? It's eino bershuso anymore. So therefore, that pasuk is telling me excluding gzula, so the other pasuk is freed up to teach me lishma. Mashenke, by sukkah, you don't have that extra pasuk. Okay, so sukkim lemute gzula. So there's a very much often talked about Tosfos here on the bottom. Tosfos asked the kasha, why do you need, Tosfos Yirmaskala, who? Why do you need a pasuk to teach me that gzula, a stolen sukkah, is no good? I would know it misvara, isn't it? Mitzvah haba baveira. Isn't this mitzvah haba baveira? Why do you need a pasuk? L'chal mutik zula, what about mitzvah haba baveira? And Tosfos comes up with his chiddush, mitzvah haba baveira is only a psul mizrabana. That's Tosfos' chiddush here. Tosfos does not say that in other places. We're going to talk in lulav hagazel. Tosfos has other deos there, but here Tosfos says, time at the mitzvah haba baveira, la'da raisa mizrabanan. So mida oraisa, it's not problematic. But that's why you need the pasuk to teach me. It's even problematic. Me d'oraisa. There are 10 other answers given to this question. I think we'll mention 3. But if you look in all the svarim, they quote many different answers. Some of them more well known than others. The Ritva here, the Ritva in a few places in the Sechah Sukkah, comes up with his chiddush, and that is the Ritva quoting Baali Tosfos. We don't have this Tosfos, but the Ritva quoting Baali Tosfos, who says that no, it's a psul d'oraisa, but it only applies to certain mitzvahs. It's fascinating that you only find mitzvah above Avera in the Bavli applying to certain mitzvos. What the Ritva calls mitzvos shel ritzui. Mitzvos that are meant to bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Specifically, as all mitzvos do. But it is in a very strong sense. Tirtzu betosvos, delekalameir mitzvah above Avera, el bedavar habalaratzos, kikarban velulav, avalo b'shar mitzvos. Karban, lulav, others. The Yerushalmi, he quotes it by Matzah, quotes it by others, but says the Ritva in a number of places, here and later on in the beginning of Lulav HaGazel, Mitzvah Habah Baveira only applies by Mitzvos Habah Laratzos. They're meant to bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Tosfos, that's the Ritva. The Chasam Sofer suggests that maybe, let's say you stole it b'shogeg. You didn't know, you thought it was Hefker. You didn't know Hefker, you thought it was Shogeg, and then you stole the Sukkah, and then you're using it. So there is no Mitzvah Habah Baveira. You didn't know it was Mitzvah Habah Baveira. But it still has the shame guzzle. So without Mitzvah Habah Baveira, without the pasuk, you would have thought it was kosher. Kamash Malan, it still has the shame guzzle. You weren't allowed to sit in it. But another well-known answer, and we're going to make it well-known now, and that is that of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch talks about this Tosfos at great length. In Simin Mitzvah Shin Chav Hei. And he writes, V'yim ki ein darki b'chibur zel aharech b'kushyos epirukim mash einu nogei aladina, even though I don't usually have such lengthy discussions, says, but I have a great svar to answer up Tosfos Kasha. And that is, what do you do the pasuk for? And the Minchas Chinuch is mechadish as follows. Usually, what does Mitzvah Habah Baveira do? I'm trying to be yotzei my mitzvah. So Mitzvah Habah Baveira tells me, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. You're not yotzei the mitzvah. So I'm sitting in a sukkah, I'm trying to eat in my stolen sukkah. So I stole the sukkah, so Mitzvah Habah Baveira says, you're not yotzei your mitzvah. Okay? But, did I eat outside a sukkah? By sukkah, there's not just a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, there's an isser to eat outside the sukkah. So says the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Habah Baveira does not have the strength to be mafkia the shame chefsa shal mitzvah. It doesn't remove that you're sitting in a sukkah. But Mitzvah Habah Baveira says, you don't get credit for this mitzvah. Okay, you don't get credit for the mitzvah. Any tzitzis, right? Mitzvah Habah Baveira says, you don't get credit for the mitzvah of tzitzis. But are you wearing tzitzis are you wearing a four-corner garment without wearing tzitzis? Mitzvah Habah Baveira doesn't do that. That's why you need the pasuk. L'chal imutek zula tells me it's not a sukkah. It's not a sukkah, and therefore you did an avera. You ate outside a sukkah. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. Mitzvah Habah Baveira only affects the maisa hagavra. It doesn't affect the chefsa shel mitzvah. But once you have the pasuk of l'chal imutek zula, that goes to the next step, that you're not sitting in a sukkah. That's what he says. Klal, the Mitzvah Habah Baveira. The mitzvah havi mitzvah rak ba'adei avera. If gain a sukkah havi sukkah rak shalol l'rotzon yichashe. Ava mikamaka bein a yoshev chutz la sukkah bein a batav mitzvah. But once the Torah says that this is l'chol mutek zula, that's excluding this chefza from the mitzvah, and it's as if you're sitting outside, not in a sukkah. And he says ki advar mani azayti kainim b'mitiim v'herachti od bezed derech pilpul ein kamakol b'chibrusim. But that's his discussion, much discussed by the later Acharon in this Minchas Chinuch, but that is his chiddush. Mitzvah Habah Baveira relates to the Maisa Agavra, and the L'chol Mutek Zula adds on that it's not even a chefza shel sukkah. Okay, let us now continue again. As I started off this year today, there's a lot more on Testament Aleph and Sukkah, but we'll touch on a number of inyanim. We'll leave it at that. Amid Beis, Testament Beis. Next Mishnah. If you make your sukkah under a tree, and tree is cannot be used for schach, right? Because it's mechubar. You could use branches that were cut off, but as we'll see later on, one of the three requirements for schach is detached. So if it's under a tree, it's possible. So it's as if you made it inside your house. Number one. Number two, sukkah. I gotta be sukkah. Let's say you have a sukkah on top of a sukkah. So the floor of the upper sukkah is the schach of the lower sukkah. And I guess you made it in a way, we'll talk about it in the Gemara, that you put boards. You put boards in various directions so you're able to stand up there. Because if not, how could you have a sukkah gabi sukkah? So we'll talk about whether there's diurin up or on above or below. So ha'el yonik sheva tachton psula. The upper one is a good sukkah, and the bottom one is a pasul sukkah. Why is the bottom one a pasul sukkah? Let's say it's not under a tree. You just have a schach on top, and the schach. What's why is the pasul? So actually, it's going to be based on a pasuk. that sukkah cannot be under another sukkah. That's what Rashi says. V'kra pasal sukkah tachas sukkah k'dil kamana. As we'll see later on. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. It means yirin bel yonah tachtonah k'sheir. If nobody lives upstairs, then the tachtona one could also be kosher because it doesn't have the same sukkah upstairs on top, and therefore the bottom one will be kosher. Amar Rava. Talking about the halacha that you can't build a sukkah under a tree. Lo shon el b'ilan shetzei lasam ruba mechamaso. When do we say this, that the sukkah under a tree is a problem? That's only where the tree has a lot of shade, more shade than sunlight. Ava chamasam ruba mechamaso laso kashera. But sunlight more than sail, meaning it doesn't really cover the sukkah so much. Okay, I have a few branches, so then kashera, mimai. How do you know this from the Mishnah? How do you know this limitation? Midiktani. From the fact that the Mishnah does not tell me straight out, a sukkah under a tree is puzzle. Why does the Mishnah have to have that comparison? Sukkah under a tree is like a sukkah in your house. What do we have to have that for? So, why did it have to tell me that comparison? Listen, psula, just say it's pasul. Elohakamashlan, what's the chiddush of that extra line? The Elon dumya debayis. We compare the tree to a house. Just like a house is sail, shade, more than sunlight. Av ilan, so too the problematic type of tree that we're talking about is selaso meruba mechamaso. And that is the problem, and we know it from the diuk in the Mishnah period. This says that it does not, the Mishnah says here, that it does not ruin your sukkah. It does not say that you should sit under the tree. But it says it does not ruin your sukkah, I mean the rest of your sukkah is okay. But still, one should not sit under that, because that has to do with the issue of yeshiva basukkah. Says the Gemara, continuing, v'chi chamasam ruba v'tzeilaso mayhave. So what do we say? If it's only a few branches here on the chama is more than the tzeil, you know, it's okay. So the Gemara says, why should that be kosher? Why? How come it's tzarif schach pasul b'had schach kosher? There's a mixture here of kosher schach and pasul schach. So why should it be kosher? Right? It's a mixture, and we're going to learn later on that it's not good. So Amar Rav Papa, b'shechivton. What? But still, the way it's, well, we'll see, it's going to get it to be a real mixture in a second. But it's above, you're also using pasul schach, and if you're using pasul schach at the stage of the Gemara, we think it's also going to be a problem. So the Gemara answers, b'shechivton. What does b'shechivton mean? Let's just go with Rashi's shot. B'shechivton means you bent down, like chibut arava. What's chibut arava? When you bang the arava on the floor, you bend it down on the floor. So b'shechivton means you bent down the branches and mix them up into the real schach. Now, Rashi explains you have a real tarobes. And what do we say by a tarobes? First Rashi in the Masechta that said it already, we already referred to it, Bitl Barov. So as long as rov of your schach is kosher, therefore it would be okay. Rashi here says, V'ein yirin ba'en, you don't see it separately, v'schach kosher rab alav umavatla, do raisa, kol mili batel barov. That's Rashi's chiddush reading the Gemara. Chivton, it's still possible, but now that it's a real tarovas, Bitl could apply. Well, the schach was a little above, Bitl can't apply. Bitl only applies by a tarovas. If you have three items that are totally separate, there's no tarovas yet. But if you lower it, so then you now have a tarovas and you can go by rov. Ibish a chivton my lamein. Then what's the chiddush then? Bitl barov, it's so pashut, right? You would have said, oh, it's a chiddush to apply Bitl barov for here. So the Sazagam right now, once you lowered the schach, the branches into the schach isn't that pashid. So Gemara says, no, my tema nigzar heichad dechivton atu heichad delo chivton kamashlon delo gazrina. No, you might have said your goza that you might forget to lower it. You might forget to mix it in to the schach, and then bittel will not work because you don't have a tarobes. Kamash v'lan, we're not gozer. We're not gozer to such an extent. Okay. Good. There is an interesting discussion. I saw the Meiri ask the Kasha that we have a principle, ein mevatzlin iser lechatila. Usually, you're allowed to rely on bittel once something happens, but you're not allowed to create bittel yourself. Right, let's say you want to, you know, you like a little milk in your chicken soup. You know, you like the texture that it gets. So I have a humongous bowl of chicken soup, and I know I went to kashrus shir. I know there's bittel b'shishim. Bittel b'shishim is fine, and you don't need kara iser. I'm gonna pour a little milk into my chicken soup. It's bottle. What's the problem? Bittel works. You're at the Pische Shuvah even quotes in Yeridea that if you don't rely on Bittul, you're an Apikaris. Right? There's no issue. There's no reason of being Machmir if something is Mevutul already. It's Bittul. That's the Torah's law. So I'm going to do that. So what's my halacha? Ein Mevatzlin Iser L'Chatchila. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to create Bittul yourself. What? So you're not saying, here, what are you doing? You're pulling the branches down and creating Bittul. It's Esther Miri, what are you doing? How are you allowed to do this? Again, most poskim hold this in Issa Rabbanan. There's a Raiva that holds it in Issa Raisa. But either way, it's Aser. So how are you allowed to do that? So says the Meiri, ein mevatlin iser l'chatchila, nice chiddush, ein mevatlin iser l'chatchila is only when you are being nehene Bahanoas haguf, if you're going to eat it, if you're going to drink it, if you're going to smell it, then hanoas haguf, that's where ein mevadlis lechila. But here, mikol akol adaiti ein bechalei lekushia she'ein medamin mi bitzel shari surim she'adam nehenem mehen hanoas haguf ledover she'ein nehenin bo el lekiya mitzvah u'mitzvos lab lehenos netnu v'roi lachzirim l'detor libadlichom mi yitparos. Therefore, there's no issue here because we're talking about l'shei mitzvah, and therefore there's no ein mevadlis lechila. Well, we said we had in Shkolim that what? We have shade by Mi'ila. We spoke about Mi'ila, right? That it's that there might be. Well, we said there's no issue there, that you're allowed to get the shade from the walls. That shade, I think we said that you're allowed to. But either way, but still, it's Hanas Aguf, but it's still related to the mitzvah. There it was personal Hana, even if I don't remember exactly, but it was personal. Here it's talking about the Shem mitzvah. So that's the meaning. He says there's no issue of Ein Mabatzlin by this case. So continues the Gemara. Yeah.
Is there a height that the branches are
bottle? I don't think so.
20
right, when it's very difficult. They have trees all the way up.
It's not possible to lower it anyway.
Right, if it's too high to lower it, it's too high to lower it.
It doesn't make a difference. It's still puzzle.
Well, it depends. Let's say it's puzzle. You have to remember, even if you have a little piece that's puzzle, you have to know. So you have puzzle schach there. We're going to have rules about dofen akuma. We're going to have rules that if it's only a little bit from the wall, you'll be able to sit in the sukkah. Anyway, so says the Gemara. So Hanami Tanina, continuing. We already know this, that we rely on chibut. Why? We have the next Mishnah in our daf from now. Hizla, Mishnah daf Yidalef. Hizla, as a given method, las vezakisus. If you pulled the vine or the dalas, the other type of the gourd tree, vezakisus and the ivy. And so Rashi says, right, ola al hachomos, right, it goes up on the walls, right. It's the ivy, the sike chal gabon pesula. If you brought them all, pull them over your sukkah, and you use them for schach as possible, because they're attached. But if the kosher schach was kosher, more than them, osha kitzesan, or you cut them after you put them there, kashera. Right, so then it's kosher. And hechidami, what are we talking about in that Mishnah? Elim, b'shalo chivtan, if we're talking about a case where the mixture, it's not connected, you have the pasul ones above and the kosher ones below, that wouldn't be kosher. As we said, Elolav, what must that Mishnah be talking about? Kisha Chivton, where you lowered it and you mixed it in. Bishvami no de lo gazrinam. And you see from there that we're not gozer. So therefore, what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? So my answer, no. Ma'o, the tebani mi bidi'eved. You might say, they're bidi'eved. Hizla. Hizla means you did it. So you might say, bidi'eved, it's okay to do this. Ava l'charchila lo, ava l'charchila, not to do this. Kamash v'lan, that's why you need our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, the chiddush is that the diyuk from our Mishnah is that it is okay even l'charchila. Fine, three more lines. Sukkah gabi sukkah. So now you have a sukkah tav a sukkah. So Tanur Rabbanan, this is learned out from a pasuk. Bas sukkas teishvu, v'lo bas sukkah takas a sukkah. Sit in a sukkah and not in a sukkah under a sukkah. V'lo bas sukkah shetakas a ilon and not in a sukkah under a tree. V'lo bas sukkah shetakas a bais and not in a sukkah under a house. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Adarabba, bas sukkos, tarti mashba. Right, we had a discussion a couple days ago. It's red bas sukkos, which maybe includes two kinds of sukkahs. So maybe it's including a sukkah under a sukkah. The Gemara says, no, I'm Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, basu kas ksiv, yeshem l'masorah, and therefore you go by how it is written. Period. Rabbi Yehuda now is going to tell us that there are times that they're both kosher, both pasul. One kosher, one pasul. We'll stop here before Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, because that's going to get to something new. Okay? We'll stop here, and we will continue.